This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. Splash Refresher spices up my daily water intake by putting fun and hydration in one. Because as a mom, I already have my hands full. Every Splash Refresher flavor is delicious, bright, flavorful, and zero calories. I don't waste time on flavorless water I don't enjoy. I just drink Splash and I like it.
My favorite flavor is the lemon. It really does taste like lemonade.
My favorite is the mandarin orange flavor.
There's a flavor for everyone to enjoy.
Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Hello and welcome to Childproof by Betches Media. I'm Gwenna Lathland.
And I'm Tori Phantom.
This episode goes out to all of the parents who patiently addressed Valentine's for their entire kids' class for hours.
And to all of those who just remembered they have to get Valentine's for their kids' entire class because Gwenna mentioned it.
It's today, yo.
The party starts in an hour.
You gotta go. We are gonna talk shit about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, let's talk a lot of shit about Valentine's Day, but first we should start the timer.
Okay, so before we get started, disclaimer, this episode is obviously not going to be super complimentary to Valentine's Day. So if you love the holiday and you go big and you look forward to it, that's fine. This is just our take, our experience, and our thoughts. You don't have to agree. We want you to love this holiday as hard as you need to.
Yeah. If we don't like it, that's our opinion on Valentine's Day, not our opinion on your opinion of Valentine's Day. So anyway.
We can agree to disagree and still love each other deeply and just not get each other Valentine's to show it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
The thing is, though, for the first time in my parenting history, okay, and I've been at this for a while, okay?
Like 12 years?
Yeah. And I remembered to buy Valentine's before the note even came home for the class Valentine's party.
What in the body snatcher?
Do you remember a little while ago, just like a minute ago, I was like, to the people who are just remembering they have to buy it, that's been me every year. Like February 13th, I'm out trying to find Valentine's Day.
You're at the Walgreens.
But they're not there anymore because there's just Easter stuff, you know? And you're like, what do I do? Right? Like, that's been my life. But I was at the Walgreens getting different things. And I saw the Valentine's Day display. And I was like, I'm going to get ahead of the game for the first time ever. And I'm going to buy these Valentines. And I was really proud of myself. And now I regret it.
Why?
Because I got all the Valentines, right? In my kids' class, one of their classes is big, so I had to get two boxes to make sure that I had enough. And then last week we get the note home about the party and they're not doing that's not what they're doing for Valentine's Day. Send them in anyway.
Like, I want to take just a second to like waggle my digital finger at the Valentine's Day card companies, like the people who put these things together. Look, they're getting way more creative. They're easier to use than they've ever been. But why in the year of our Lord and Savior, Kristen Chenoweth, 2024, are we selling packs of 18? Y'all, our classrooms are overcrowded. No one's class has just 18 kids.
Just make it 30, please.
Just, yeah.
Okay. I don't want to have to buy two.
Because inevitably what happens is my kid wants the 18 pack. Like, it's the right character. It's the right present. It's perfect. There's 21 kids in their class. So I'm going to buy a second whole fucking box.
Right. And of course, the two kids that need them, they're not going to want the same character. So it's not like you can buy three packs and split them. Right. No, absolutely not. And so I bought the Valentines, okay? And they're cute. Mm-hmm. Little pizza.
Did you send them anyway?
Because listen, they're cute. They're like, they're little sticker, they're pizzas with these little stickers and you get to decorate your pizza.
Your slice of pizza.
But this teacher, I love my kids' teacher so much. She is the personification of a hug. Like, you meet this woman and she's just so genuine, you know? She's one of those teachers. You're like, you just love teaching and I love that you love these kids, you know?
Yeah.
And so she has this thing that she did it for Christmas too. And I did not expect this to translate to Valentine's Day, but it did. So what they do is they have everyone in the class decorate a paper bag for the holiday. Mm-hmm. And Then it goes home with a note of what to put in the bag. So it's like a juice box, a allergy-free snack, a little toy with a $5 limit, and like stickers, like just like it's little trinkets and a piece of candy and a piece of candy. And then they all bring them back to school and they do an exchange where everyone just trades with someone else.
Oh,
and like, that's what they did for Christmas.
I love
that. It's so sweet. Like, I love this idea. And it's like so much easier on parents, honestly, because we all have juice boxes and snacks and
we can just random go pantry trinkets. Raid. Yeah.
Right. And like my kid, so excited to fill the bag. It's been so cool.
It evens out the economic disparity because if you've got a parent who's scraping it, their Valentine's show it, and like the kid is aware, especially if we're talking middle grade kids, where they're still doing Valentine's Day, but they're aware that, oh, my mom got the Dollar Tree and that guy's got actual branded Disney.
And that kid's mom put together treat bags for everyone.
I don't like how this feels now.
Yeah. And so, like, this is such a way that everyone kind of gets the same thing with a little bit of difference.
Yeah.
And I love it. But I also was like, the one time
you're ahead of the game.
I bought the Valentine's beforehand and I'll save them for next year. But I say that I'm not going to know where they are. There's no way. That's not.
So I don't like Valentine's Day, y'all. And that's not like bitter Galentine's former celebrator. Like, I just, Valentine's Day never hit. Never.
No, it's never made sense to me as a holiday. And it makes me like a weird type of like reflexive, like,
right. It's always been that way. It's not just, oh, you're single and bitter and like, no. I'm happily married.
Like, I just don't like it.
Valentine's Day.
But I think it's too, like, when I was a kid, right, in the marketing, because it's a Hallmark holiday. We all know that.
Yeah, no, it's 100% a manufactured holiday. Now, to those who are flocking to the comments, no, there's great history. Yes, there's great history, but that's not at all how it's played out now.
I'm not aware of it, and I'm not looking into it. So
I'm okay with this knowledge gap. We're moving on.
It's not going to change my opinion of the holiday as it is now. I don't know. Maybe I'll end up in a scroll hole about the history of Valentine's Day later to be determined. But I think it's like the marketing from like when I was a kid, it was like roses and jewelry and fancy dinners. Would you like to hear my arguments against all of those things?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But you have to endure my arguments about the same. Even okay. If we're saying the same thing. We just both get to talk about it. We get to bitch.
Of course. So let's start with flowers.
I'm not a flowers girl. If you buy them for me, every once in a while, I will find a very pretty smelling or pretty looking bouquet, like at the Walmart, and I'll pick it up and I'll put it in a vase and I'll let them slowly rot. But that's about it. Please don't get me flowers. No. I don't want them.
I would like to remind all of our listeners and you and anyone who's been around the Tory Phantom sphere
Tory,
for a while.
Are your flowers still dead?
In a dumpster somewhere, surely. not only, like, I got flowers once and they sat on my counter. I think by the time I finally threw them out, I made a video to a Sarah McLachlan song.
Yeah. You had to have a funeral for the dead flowers.
I did a flower funeral.
They figured so heavily into your content for a brief period.
They did. I did the math from the first time I saw them in one of my videos before they were dead. Those flowers were on my counter for over 2 years. They were petrified. They were turning to dust. I never got more flowers. I don't know. It became a staple in my house. You know, I drained the water. I dried them out so that they didn't mold. But like, I'm not into it. Okay. I like to go to the park and see the pretty flowers. I don't, if they're in my house, I'm just going to forget about them and just keep moving them out of my way.
Okay. Stuffed animals. Give me your thoughts on stuffed animals.
One of my kids is a stuffy kid.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I mean, her bed is mostly stuffed animal. And
yes.
You have to kind of dig through the pile to find her when you want to wake her up.
Right.
And that's how she likes it. Like, it's cozy. Mm-hmm. But I was a stuffed animal kid.
I was too.
As an adult, I have a blue meanie stuffed animal that sits on my bookshelf. That is a very special interest niche thing that was very cool to receive. What am I going to do with it? And that's not to say like, adults shouldn't have stuffed animals. I have friends who love them. I'm saying, like, for me, I'm literally, this is the flowers again. I'm just going to keep moving it out of my way.
That really was just a phase. Like, I loved them as a kid. I have two stuffed animals that I appreciate and go on my bed on the rare chances that I've made my bed. One's a squiger and one's a hork, and they're both randomals.
Oh yeah, I've seen those. Those are so cool. Now, I have two stuffed animals I've kept from my childhood. I have my Berry that she takes turns.
Yeah.
In whichever kid is kind of having a little afraid of the dark night, I tell the kids, like, she helped me through a lot of nights and she can help you too. She's good at it.
Yeah.
And so that thing is bad shape. And then I have my Rocky raccoon that was given to me by my uncle. And those are my stuffy. I don't need more because those ones are sentimental. Like, new ones don't have that same impact for me.
All three of my loveys, my stuffies, were lost in a house fire.
Oh,
so I don't have them anymore. But one was Bunny and one was Bear Bear and one was Kate. I don't remember any of the naming conventions.
I love this. I was like, I'm following. What?
Kate. Kate. I don't know why. Yeah. It was a stuffed bunny. I don't know why it was named Kate, but it was Kate.
I love getting stuffed animals for my kids, but in a very specific way. I recently got one of my children a stuffed soy sauce. I don't know why that existed, but she's really into Gudetama. So
the sad egg.
I saw it. Yeah, the sad egg. So I got this soy sauce because in my house, we just randomly walk around going, soy sauce? But she keeps putting the stuffed animal in the fridge. So I don't know how I feel about it.
We have a one in, one out. So we have a very specific place that all the stuffies can live. Multiple places that the stuffies can live. But we have reached literal max capacity for the girl child. Yeah. So if she gets a new one, she has to choose another one that has to find a new home, go to another child to love it real, real hard.
We have about 6 or 7 axolotl stuffies in my house because we've created our own version of the game. By the way, if you're listening to this, you just lost the game.
Oh my.
And we started this thing and it's called You've Just Been Axolotled. And so if you walk into a room, someone will just chuck an axolotl stuffy at you. And you've been axolotled, but there's a cool down. Like, it's kids, so they created too many rules. But I'm probably going to get an axolotl. Yeah, I'm going to get an axolotl Valentine's plush for one of them so I can chuck it at their head. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to stow away those jackets and sweaters and break out the shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Okay, yes, it's time to put away the sweaters unless you married a polar bear. I definitely married a polar bear, and he keeps this house at a number I don't want to say because it's too low. My saving grace is that I get to wear the softest cotton sweater. It's so cozy and it's bulky and I love it and I get to use it all year round.
Quince sweaters are so good. Quince has amazing items like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Quince cuts out the middleman by partnering directly with top factories and passes that savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/childproof for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/childproof to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
One last time, quince.com/childproof.
Did you know that summer is so close?
I've been trying desperately not to think about it.
And our kids are going to be home from sunup to sundown for several months. I love them so much. I love spending time with them. I have so many exciting things planned. But we're also going to have a lot of downtime. We need things to do for the rainy day that are going to keep them engaged and help them to be creative. And I found the solution. KiwiCo.
Oh, it's raining and gross outside? Cool. Would you like to dig up dinosaurs or build a windmill? Those are the Kiwi kits we have.
KiwiCo encourages kids to get outside, explore, and stay off their screens. Awesome projects from the summer adventure series like the Bottle Rocket Kit, where kids build an actual bottle rocket, help to turn outdoors into a playground of learning and fun. We've made the bottle rocket, and it was incredibly fun.
You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged. KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Build the best summer ever with KiwiCo. Get 20% off on your summer adventure series at KiwiCo.com with promo code ChildProofSummer. That's 20% off your summer adventure at KiwiCo.com. Promo code ChildProofSummer.
Once more, KiwiCo.com, promo code ChildProofSummer. Flowers, animals, jewelry. I want to pick my own jewelry. You're not a jewelry person at all, are you?
No, I'd be offended if someone got me jewelry. I like bracelets sometimes, but it's a sensory thing for me. So yeah. I like some jewelry, but like the Valentine's jewelry of gold and diamonds. And I'm like, that's not for me.
Pass year round pass, but certainly not on Valentine's Day.
Right. It's just not for me. So it's like, that's always been a weird thing that's intrinsically connected to Valentine's Day.
Mm.
But
let's see what else. Cards. Now here's the thing is if I were to get a Valentine's card, I would probably appreciate that for like 45 seconds.
I like a card.
That makes me sound like such an ungrateful.
I like a card if it's got a personal note to it.
It doesn't have to be a sappy card. It can be a wildly irreverent, funny card, but I need to know that you thought about it.
Jim got me for our anniversary 1 year, he got me a card and it was a congratulations card. And when I opened it, he wrote a note in there, like, congratulations that you got to marry me. Like, it was like something like, it was so silly. Yeah. But I liked that because it made me laugh. But if it's just like it's a generic card, like, thank you for thinking of me. I don't know. I'm just going to keep moving it out of my way.
It's just stuff now.
It's a pattern.
The moment has passed and now it's stuff. I honestly, the only reason I do anything at all for Valentine's Day in any capacity is because the kids at school won't let it die.
Yeah. 100%. Like even if I didn't have kids in a relationship aspect, I'm not going out to dinner on Valentine's Day. Are you kidding me? That's never going to happen. No. I don't want to do that. If I actually go out to dinner, it's at 4 o'clock. I'm not waiting for a table. If I'm going out to dinner,
special discount, y'all.
I am hungry right now. No food is worth waiting for an hour for a table for me. I have food at home. Okay. I went to the restaurant because I didn't want to cook it. So if I'm going out to eat, it's at 4 o'clock, 4:30 at the latest.
Yeah. And everyone packs out and Jack and I approach it as, why are we waiting for one specific calendar day to celebrate everything? We can just go like on a random June 17th to a nice restaurant. And like, it's not going to be as packed. It's not going to be as rushed. It's not going to be, it's probably not even going to be as expensive because I swear some restaurants out of necessity, this is not slamming them, but they've got to jump their prices to compete with demand. Some of them have booking fees that are present on Valentine's Day, but not June fucking 17th.
Yeah. I mean, I've always had this idea of like, I should go to a fancy restaurant someday. Like, I just want chicken fingers. Like, I don't actually think I need to go to a fancy restaurant. So, but
we can go to Raising Cane's. That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. They got the sauce, you know, it's good. Right? But
they're toast. It's just bread, but it's strangely good toast.
Yes, it is. It is. And with the kids with Valentine's Day, it's not like as bitter as I sound about Valentine's Day. I don't project this energy onto the kids.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still showing up for them and we're doing the fun thing, which isn't really like fun. Like, Christmas is a season. You know, we get to go look at the lights and we get to go
there's a ton of different cookies, and there's so many.
And, yes, yeah, there's events. So many different things we could do. But when it comes to Valentine's Day, it's literally just the day. And so, like, my go-to on Valentine's Day, my kids will wake up and they will probably have a stuffy and one of the, like, dollar boxes of heart chocolate, because I have a personal vendetta against the Valentine's Day chocolates that come in a heart.
Please elaborate.
Vendetta
is a strong word, Tori.
Yeah. Okay. Because not to be like a conspiracy theorist, but
that is the leader of a fantastic story that definitely has a conspiracy theory.
I feel like all of the Valentine's Day chocolate was mass produced in like 1989. And like, you know, there's the cheese caves, right?
Yes.
I think there's a Valentine's Day chocolates cave. And that's why no matter what you get, it all kind of tastes like plastic. And it's weird. Like, it's not good. And so I don't like them, but the kids like the hearts. So I get them that. And then like I get good candy and we eat that. But it's like the representation that this is Valentine's Day. Here's the heart. But also I got Reese's. So enjoy your heart candy and then we'll eat the good stuff.
Well, and I will sort of ramp up. Because again, if in my relationship, I don't need to wait for a specific day to discuss how much I love my husband and how much I enjoy the progress of our relationship, if I don't have to wait for one calendar day, why do I have to wait for one calendar day to do something sappy and drippy and saccharine to show my kids how much I love them? Because like, I feel like that's a part of my job because of who I am as a person. Yeah. But I will ramp it up around February. And it bugs me so much because we're not even out of Christmas yet. Like most of the time, our kids are still playing with at least one of their Christmas toys. They've not fallen out of rotation. It's only been 2 months.
Right.
Yeah. By February, the one toy you thought they were going to love, they've completely ignored now. But they're still playing with something that you didn't expect them to love that hard, but they really love it. And now here we are in another holiday. So I will sort of ramp it up because they're going to see it all over the place. The stores are coated in Valentine's Day. School's got it everywhere.
That's like post offices to me. They have the energy of an elementary school because like every post office you go into is decorated the same way.
Yes.
And I love that about post offices, but I don't ramp it up in the way of expressing more love or gratitude because that's just, I mean, that's my whole thing all the time. Honestly, I'm probably really annoying about it sometimes, but I do because we color and craft and draw together all the time. Like my family room is just set up for together time. Like
There's not even a TV.
There's not even a TV, right? Because we have like a living room with the TV and that's in our basement.
A different space.
That's in a different space. Our family room is where we spend our together time and have all our craft stuff. So like, okay, we'll draw hearts this week.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like we ignore it. It's just like, it's not a huge holiday to me.
See, I go as far as, typically my kids each get probably like a Valentine's shirt. That said, my kids really enjoy getting holiday shirts in general. So they also get a St. Patrick's Day. They also get a 4th of July. They also get a Thanksgiving.
I don't know if this makes me a bad parent, but I will not buy the holiday theme shirt. I won't do it because even if like they're like, yeah, I'll wear it more than that. Like, no, you won't.
See, my kids absolutely do. In fact, 2 days ago, my son went to school 2 days before Valentine's Day wearing his Christmas sweater. I was like, I don't care.
Well, and I won't say they can't do that, but it's like, I don't want to give them the chance because it's like, I don't want to spend $12 on a themed t-shirt that they'll wear a couple times. It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
So like we make our crafts, we'll make paper crafts, we'll do our drawings, but the t-shirt aspect of it, not very often, unless it is something I bought for my eldest that can now make its way through the sisters.
Spring has sprung, and that means it's time for spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase.
Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. So you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you're purchasing.
The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, new warm weather bedding, or a flight for that summer getaway.
Other apps give you points that don't amount to much. With Ibotta, just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards.
Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all of your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying Ibotta by using the code CHILDPROOF when you register.
Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code CHILDPROOF. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code CHILDPROOF. Hydrating doesn't have to be boring. Splash Refresher spices it up by putting fun and hydration in one. Because as a mom, I already have my hands full.
Splash Refreshers are delicious, bright, flavorful, and available in 5 craveable flavors. It has 0 sugar, 0 calories, and a splash of sweetness for a hydrating and delicious beverage you'll come back to again and again.
My favorite flavor is the lemon. It really does taste like lemonade, so I'm getting hydrated, and it just feels like I'm drinking lemonade.
Splash Refresher perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with 0 sugar and 0 calories.
Available in 5 craveable flavors, wild berry, acai grape, pineapple mango, lemon, and mandarin orange, Splash Refresher is there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. There's a flavor for everyone to enjoy.
They are delicious, bright, flavorful, and hydrating, and 0 calories. So you can have fun flavored water without any guilt. Consider your hydrated self thriving.
Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. By the time baby number 2 comes, you feel superhuman. You totally have it all figured out. You got this. But then the reality sets in. It's more than twice the work and can sometimes feel like absolute chaos. It's obviously not always going to go right, but you'll take any opportunity to make it a little easier. The Honest Company has a new line of calming products for the whole family, so your little ones will go down easier and you can have a moment of honest relaxation. The Calm Collection is a line of dreamy and calming lavender products to help make you and your baby's bedtime routine smoother. They have lavender wipes to clean up sticky hands and messes, a Calm lavender bath and body set that's both gentle enough for babies and soothing self-care for moms, lightweight lavender body oil to help wind down before bedtime, and fun purple printed pajamas made with 100% certified organic cotton. The sooner your little ones go to bed, the sooner you are able to relax. For a little while, anyway. Their Calm Lavender Collection is made with lavender essential oils that help calm babies before bed, and their super absorbent overnight diapers have up to 12 hours of leak protection. With a focus on sustainability and clean products, The Honest Company works with toxicologists at their in-house lab to create eco-friendly, safe, and effective products you can feel good using. Body products are naturally derived and designed for all skin types, while their diapers are made with plant-based materials that are ultra-soft and super absorbent. Good for your whole family and your environment. Try Honest for yourself. Shop at Target, Amazon, Walmart, and honest.com. I have before. I cut out a whole bunch of paper hearts and I wrote all the non-physical reasons I love my kid. So I left out "you're very pretty" or like, "yeah, she is very pretty," but I wanted to make sure that if we're giving compliments, we're giving good compliments. "I love how hard you work." Mm-hmm. "I adore how much you've learned." I think that, like, those sort of non-body compliments, complimenting right. the soul, complimenting the mind, right?
Right.
And I got up there with thumbtacks and I stabbed them all to her ceiling. So when she opened her door, it was just a flutter of hearts saying lovely things about her. I did that around Valentine's Day one year. I've done balloon stuffing, but then again, I've done balloon stuffing for birthdays and random days in August. So
yeah, no, that's my kid has a February birthday and I have a tradition. I have a tradition that I treat my kids' birthdays like the, Christmas for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they wake up in the morning, they know the house is going to be decked out mm-hmm. in their birthday decorations and their room is going to be full of balloons. Mm-hmm. And that's this year. It's like, it's Valentine's Day and I'm sitting here stressed because my kid is like, "I want you to surprise me with the theme this year." And I'm like, "You say that, but I feel like you're going to end up disappointed."
Don't.
Like, what if I get it wrong?
Could I get some guidelines, kid?
Yeah.
Just a couple
scavenger
suggestions?
Hunt me here. Yeah. Give me topics to pick from. Because I have ideas, but.
List of possibilities.
Yeah.
The school has so many dang holidays that
so
I participate in. So yeah. For me, despite Valentine's Day being a holiday that's celebrated not just in the U.S., in lots and lots of countries, not just by kids, but also by adults, like in full force, for me, Valentine's Day still ends up a non-holiday, the same as Just Say No Week and Kindness Week and the 100th day of school.
Then Just Say No Week. I got a story. Okay. So, you know, Just Say No Week, it's like the anti-drug week.
Yes.
I feel like
yes.
most schools have them, but just in case our listeners don't know. But my middleist came up to me one day around this time and goes, "Mom,
yeah,
what are drugs?" And I'm,
oh.
And I said, "Can you ask another question in addition to that one so I understand what you're asking?" And she said, well, I asked Dad, and Dad said that drugs are medication. It's another word for medication. But at school, they said, say no to drugs. And I'm like, why would I say no to my medicine? And I'm like, oh, I see where this went sideways. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to explain to her that you say no to taking medicine that isn't yours. That's not meant for you.
That's not coming from a safe adult like a parent or the school nurse.
Right. Right. It was like that moment of like, see, because Jim should have asked that all that question.
We
also
needed more clarity. It's mommy, where does poo come from after a long description of how the colon works? And Tigger? Oh, shit. Not that poo. Different poo.
Different poo. Different poo. My bad. All my right. bad.
Well, yeah. Now you know about poop and poo. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, always ask clarifying questions. Those are important with kids.
It's the Valentine's Day at school. It's like they do like their candy grahams and all this stuff. Yeah. And I love that the kids get to have a really fun day.
Yeah.
I love that. And I love all of that. But when I was in school, I really loved Pi Day because my school went all out for Pi Day. Like Pi Day was a different game.
Like
they decorated.
Pi Day.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like your birthday. So that does make sense. But I like Pi Day because numbers are fun.
This year for Valentine's Day, I decided to treat myself. Actually, it had nothing to do with Valentine's Day. It's just that I really like this place. I found this place on Instagram called Lulubee Chocolates in Kansas, and they are amazing. They're a chocolatier. They're not just a candy shop. They're a chocolatier.
And they're not selling chocolate cave chocolate.
No. It's not the cocoa caves. We now have cheese caves and cocoa caves. I fully subscribe to this.
Okay.
No. This is highly artisanal stuff, really fairly priced for what it is. And I bought myself like a whole big old box, and I would show you, but it's gone. That came in 2 weeks ago. Bonbon's gone.
Now I want some.
Anyway, Lulubee Chocolates in Kansas. I'll drop a link below. This is not a sponsor at all.
Yeah, this is not a sponsor.
I just really like Lulubee Chocolates.
I love it. I didn't get myself anything for Valentine's Day because I just have a chocolate stash in my bedside drawer.
Is it dinosaur poop masquerading as chocolate, or is it actually chocolate?
I have candy stashes throughout my house.
Why are we avoiding that question, Tori?
I don't understand the question, Quenna.
Is it crappy, or did you get yourself the good stuff?
I always get myself the good stuff. That's why it's hidden. But it's a problem because I have several hiding spots for the chocolate, and I forget about it. And this has continued to be an issue because the reason I hide it is not because I don't want to share. It's because I don't always want it. Mm-hmm. But when I do want it, I want it available.
Yes.
And everyone else in my house, they're not as, they have more of a sweet tooth than me. So when we moved out of our last house and I was packing everything up and going through cabinets and making sure everything was clear, I found so much chocolate.
Just stashes all over the place.
I bought a candy bar one day and I was like, I'm going to want this. And then I threw it up in a cabinet and then I wanted it and I didn't have it because I forgot about it. So I went and bought another. And so, you know, I just keep chocolate on hand. I don't know. Valentine's Day for me is like, I get it. And for some people it's important and they love it. And I love that for them. Like, honestly, sometimes I'm like, I wish I could go hard for Valentine's Day. But I write love notes to my kids just for fun. I put them in their lunch boxes. I talk to them about the things that I love about them just all the time because they're so cool. Like, they're my favorite people.
Yeah.
And so for me, it feels like performative for me to be like, well, it's a special day, so let me like do it all at once. I feel like my kids would be like, Mom, it's a little much.
It's more work and for what?
So I love the school Valentine's Day, but at home Valentine's Day, it's like, yeah, we'll draw some hearts.
Cool. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, Good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, I think we've trash talked Valentine's Day long enough. Let's go ahead and hit our emails and see if there's anything to pull from the email roundup.
Hello, Gwenna and Tori. I'm a 35-year-old mother of one who is 12 years old, will be 13 in March. I'm very new to this type of parenting due to the fact it wasn't introduced to me until I watched videos by both of you on YouTube, and I want to do better. However, as of late, my daughter is going through this thing where when I ask her why she's done something, for example, she's taking on faking a headache or a cough, and I get the response of, I don't know. So I try asking, and I still get the I don't know, and she won't tell me anything until I get really frustrated or upset. Then she will tell me. How can I help her to tell me the why without going through the I don't know for hours before we are both so upset and frustrated? Sincerely, a frustrated mom.
Hi, frustrated mom. So I have a two stab here. The first is I don't know from the mouth of a 13-year-old is probably the actual answer. They probably really don't know.
Yeah. Or alternatively, it could be an avoidant technique because it can be hard, or they know what they're feeling and they don't know how to communicate it.
Right. So I don't know is the complete answer. They really don't know. Impulse control is a bitch without a prefrontal cortex fully online. And the prefrontal cortex is where that little voice in our head comes from. And at 13, they've got whispers of it, but it's not very clear and it's not good at its job. So if they've done something, especially if they've done something like questionable, they may not know why they're doing it. The second is, I want you to practice asking a better question. You can start with the easy question, the question you really want to know the answer to. Why are you faking a headache? I don't know. Now, if you are repeating the question, that's still not going to make them magically know. So right. You have to ask a better question. Why'd you fake a headache? I don't know. Is there anything bothering you at school? How's the geometry coming? Are your eyeballs hurting or is your heart hurting? Like, what's making the headache? Like, believe them.
Are you having trouble with your friends? Mm-hmm. Is there something else going on? Are you avoiding something?
Yeah. Like, start, give them permission to feel by asking questions that allows them to explain their feelings.
Yeah. And because the thing is that we know that mental health can cause physical symptoms. Mm-hmm. So while it could be a faked headache, it could also be, it feels like your head is aching. It could be a stress response. I mean, there's so many things that could be going on. And so faking the headache or the cough, like obviously we want to get to the bottom of that and not continue that behavior.
Right.
But it's also important if you've asked and they keep saying, I don't know, and it's been hours, I want you to not go on for hours. If it's not an emergency, it doesn't have to be taken care of right away. Right? We can wait. So if you've asked and you've asked a couple questions and you're not getting anywhere, it's okay to say to your child, we're going to have this conversation later, but I think we both need some space. So you don't know. I want you to think about it because I want to help you. And I don't want to get frustrated at you while I'm trying to help you. So I'm going to take a break. And you're going to take a break and like, let's circle back to this. And that doesn't even have to mean just sitting in your own space is just only thinking about it. Sometimes that break means let's just both go watch an episode of something we both like. And then we'll spend 10 minutes thinking about it and come back to it in a better mood where we're both feeling better about communicating because there is pressure there in that communication. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing this? I don't know. And it makes so much sense how that can turn into an escalation.
Yes. Yes. And it's important to regulate yourself. We've done a ton of different episodes about regulation, but if you realize that your child has said, I've got a headache and you know, cause you can tell, you know, we're not talking about the same thing. You might have a headache, but it's not one that's going to keep you home from school. It's one that I'm going to hand you some Motrin and we're going to call it a day on, you have to be able to regulate yourself. If you feel that fire sort of burning up, that tightness in your chest or that dryness in the back of your throat, whatever is your physical indication that you're, you listen here, you little sh- you got it. Don't even bother with the first question until you have calmed yourself the fuck down and are prepared to hear those dreaded three words.
And here's the other thing too. If you're trying to avoid hearing it, there are alternate forms of communication. Right. And this is something we heavily use in my house because the pressure of talking to someone about something that could be upsetting, those uncomfortable conversations, that can make it really hard to communicate. And so those alternative forms of communication can look like, we're going to get a notebook and we're just going to trade off the notebook from separate rooms. We're going to use our phones and text each other. We're going to do whatever, because as long as you're communicating, that's the point that we want to get to, and we can build from there. But it helps.
Abby and I have had so many deep, heartfelt conversations from 6 feet apart, never saying a word. Just both of us poking at our phones.
Yeah.
We're texting each other. We're sending gifts. We're in the same room. I could look up and just say the words. But in some of these conversations, it feels nicer, especially for kids. And say what you want about iPad babies, but this is the 21st century. We are constantly surrounded by and engaging with technology. If this is the difference between me getting important information about where she is mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, whatever deep existential crisis is happening at 16, if texting is how I get to hear about it, if texting is how I get to guide her, I'm going to text it.
Yeah, no, my preteen, we were having a conversation face to face. And the conversation took this turn into a topic that she was kind of uncomfortable with. And that was okay. And she literally, we've been talking for 10 minutes and we just made our way to this new topic. And she goes, I'm going to go on my computer and message you. And that's where we finished the conversation. Because for her in that moment, that was, I do want to have this conversation, but I'm feeling really uncomfortable. And this will make it a little easier for me. And that, taking that pressure off of them, because I always tell my kids uncomfortable conversations are worth having, but that doesn't mean we have to have them on my terms.
Yes.
I'm good at talking about things. That's a strength of mine. Mm-hmm. They're good at communicating and they're learning how to communicate. If that's not the easiest thing for them, I mean, because at the end of the day, I'm still mom. I can be a cool mom. I'm still mom. That is hard for you when you're a kid. We got to remember that. Talking to mom. Yeah. Feels heavy. It can. Yeah. So taking that pressure off and offering those alternatives, my kid and I are super close. And it's in that I've learned that I know when things get heavy, she's going to go get on her computer and start messaging me.
Valid. That doesn't hurt my feelings.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and the very last thing I think I've got to add to this is going to feel maybe mean-spirited. It's really not. If it feels mean-spirited, I need you to sit with that. But you need to adjust your expectations because preteens be preteening.
Yeah.
This is age-appropriate behavior. And age-appropriate behavior is a very annoying way to say your kid's going to be annoying for a while, for a period here.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing with preteens too, is when you're parenting preteens, they're so smart. You talk to these children and they're so mature and they have all of this independence, and it's this wild transformative time in their lives while they're growing, and for you as a parent, as this relationship totally transforms. And so they're so mature and easy to talk to, and they have this robust vocabulary and they're doing things on their own, and then they act like a child.
And because they're a child.
Off-putting. Because they're still a child. Preteens are still very young children. Yes. And it's reminding ourselves when we're like, but we were just having this really in-depth conversation where you were teaching me about things I've never heard of. And now you've closed off and I can't understand what's happening. What is going on? They're a child.
They're a child. The phrase uttered for, I'm pretty sure Abby has sworn never to say this to her children, but my programmed response, to the point that she now beats me to it, is, hey, why did this thing happen? I don't know. My answer is, okay, you don't know. So let's figure it out.
Yeah, that's me. You can do
she
hard things.
She hates it. She hates it when I say that.
That's my kid's response to my sayings is, you always say that. And my response to that is, I always mean it. That's why I'm saying it.
That's and our timer.
There's the timer.
Oh, okay. We need to do more of those. That was actually really fun.
That was fun.
So thanks so much for listening to Childproof from Betches Media. We want to hear from you. And look, we're actually answering the emails now.
We did it. Hooray.
Email us at childproof@betches.com.
And be sure to give us a follow. I'm Tori Phantom in all the places. She's Mama Cusses. And follow Betches Moms, too.
Don't forget to pre-order my book anywhere you buy books. Mama Cusses, a field guide to responsive parenting and trying not to be the reason your kids need therapy.
By TikTok sensation Gwenna Lathland.
Tune in every time?
Absolutely. Tune in every Wednesday, everywhere you listen to your favorite episode, and leave us a rating. We like reading them, and it helps.
Remember, sometimes our kids are the assholes.
And sometimes it's us when we hate Valentine's Day.
Childproof is produced by Rebecca Sals-McCow and Sean Kilby. Editing by Shannon Sassone. Social media by Lauren Salome. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. Be sure to follow us at Betches Moms on Instagram and send us your email at childproof@betches.com.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy, perfectly blending refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories.
Available in 5 craveable flavors, there's a flavor for everyone to enjoy. My favorite flavor is the lemon.
The mandarin orange is my favorite flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.